I have mildly precognitive dreams. When I record my dreams for a few weeks, I find slight but definite foreshadowings of real-life events. This capacity of mine does not extend, yet, to reliable stock predictions, but it is entertaining and a reminder that we humans may mingle with eternity on a nightly basis. Let me share three such dreams, ordered by increasing mysteriousness. First, I once dreamed that I would be meeting with a restaurant owner and that he would be giving me advice. And in fact, the following day that did take place. Now, this was not very mysterious. I knew about the meeting, but it had slipped my mind. It's more as if my subconscious used a dream to help me keep an appointment. Second, I once dreamed of escape through a long, wet, exceedingly narrow tunnel. The next night, impulsively, I decided to watch The Shawshank Redemption, a movie I hadn't seen before and didn't know much about. But the climactic scene was familiar. Andy Dufresne's escape through a narrow, watery sewer exactly replicated the scene from my dream. I hadn't seen the movie or read the short story on which it is based. But again, it's at least possible that I was non-consciously processing information. It's even possible that my subconscious engineered the event by prompting me to watch the movie, and thus have the rather thrilling experience of foreseeing the future. But if so, how fascinating. It's as if I somehow contain a larger, smarter mind than the one I use daily, a mind that organizes more information than I am able to, a mind that, apparently, has its own agenda. My final example is somewhat disturbing, to me at least. Years ago, I was scheduled to visit a company in Michigan as part of a due diligence team. In a dream, or really nightmare, a few days before the trip, I saw myself and others at the company standing around in shock, contemplating a horrific disaster unfolding on television. The sense of dread was so palpable that I considered canceling the trip. But in the end, I suppressed the dread, visited the company on September 11, 2001, and stood around with others watching on TV as hijacked planes brought down the World Trade Center. Now, this seems impossibly strange, and yet there were people who knew 9/11 was coming, the hijackers and their handlers at minimum, and perhaps there were more. Is it possible that I somehow sifted vast amounts of subtle evidence, made a prediction, and passed it to consciousness via my dream? I don't honestly know. And here's another thing I don't know. What would be the difference between that and genuine precognition? Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.